It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
This is National Fire Prevention Week, and we're reminded daily of the dangers of the job of firefighting. Six firefighters were hurt over the weekend at a house fire in Elm Grove, Wisconsin. All were treated and released at local hospitals. The injuries were described as heat-related and bumps and bruises. But did you know in an average year in this country, there are more than 100 line-of-duty deaths of firefighters? Some of those are in collisions en route to a call. Some are indeed on the fire ground, as they call it, on the scene of a blaze. And a fair number of firefighter line-of-duty deaths are from heart attacks due to the stresses of that line of work. From This Week in Agribusiness, weekly crop progress report showing us how much or how little has been harvested won't come out until tomorrow. They are delayed a day this week by the federal holiday. But the reports are sure to show, given the difficult weather of the past week in many regions, that the harvest of corn and soybeans has now fallen behind the average pace after reports last week showed that the combining had been about average. Crop loss worries are becoming more of a concern. As corn standability is the issue, that could make the remaining harvest of corn quite a challenge. It should be noted, though, that rarely, especially with today's advanced combines and the heads on those combines, rarely do we lose much of the overall production out in the field. We hear so much bad news about teenagers. You know as well as I do that there are many, many teens, for example, in the FFA organization, but others too, who not only are not causing trouble, but they are doing good things. Here's an example. A 16-year-old in the Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead, Minnesota area spent her summer raising thousands of dollars to make sure kids get milk at school. This is the seventh year, by the way, for Haley's Milk Run. Help to give needy kids a carton of milk for school lunches and at snack times. Haley Delaneva raises the money through volunteer motorcycle runs over the summer. And this summer, she raised $34,000 for the Fargo Moorhead schools. $34,000. And we understand a local charity is matching Haley's donation and doubling the money and the milk for needy kids. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.